Hello, folks, and welcome to the Dave and Darren Show on this Abraham Lincoln's birthday.
Is that right?
Yeah. Old Honest Abe. Greatest president in the history of our union, a union that he preserved. What they like to do with presidents, especially the two-time presidents, is show pictures. You'll be dealing with this a lot here in a couple of years when President Obama is done. They'll show how much gray hair he got in his 50s. Isn't that something else?
But with Lincoln, it was just how much bigger the hat got.
No, man. You look at that guy's first day in office, and that guy's, you know, his way to the theater.
Was it his hair or his face?
Just everything.
Just his face.
Oh, man.
Just, yeah.
Oh, man.
Kind of a sunken deal.
Yeah, I got a feeling that if he hadn't taken a bullet in the back of the head, he wouldn't have lasted too much longer in that office.
That guy, you know what that guy needed? A nice hot bath. Just a nice hot bubble bath, just to escape from it all. I wonder if he ever took one. Probably.
How do you get hot water in 1862?
Fire.
I wonder.
Fire and rain.
Hmm.
That's what that song is about. It's not about a plane crash. It's about Lincoln's bubble baths.
It's about neither of those.
Obama!
It's not about any of that stuff.
So do we have a white sale going on then?
I'm confused by your question.
Well, don't they usually have a presidential, like, sheet sale?
I don't know that they... It used to be that President's Day sales were reserved for simply mattresses and towels.
Right.
But now it's...
And linen.
But now it's everything. Everything is a President's Day sale. But for some reason, it used to just be those industries got on board with President's Day, and everyone kind of respected it. Maybe because they got there first. The linen people got there first with this President's Day stuff.
Now, when's President's Day? That's not today, right?
I believe President's Day is on Monday.
This Monday.
I believe that's when it's
now,
observed.
Do we get that off?
We can take any day off we want. No, we run the company.
I suppose
I'd rather we didn't.
No, we'll be here on Monday.
Abraham Lincoln, born on this date, February the 12th in 1809.
Gotcha.
So, you know, do the math.
Yes, he would be old.
If he were still alive, he'd be 206. And still... not recovered from the Civil War.
And still probably more savvy with the internet than some of you. What are you guys up to?
We're just having a discussion about... There's a very nice lady reached out to us on Facebook yesterday saying
they missed us.
They missed the show and they missed the music.
Yeah.
And they went to our Facebook page. What does she say? Very nice lady named Jody. Miss your radio show so much. I miss the songs the station played. I can't hear them anymore on the radio. And then she says some stuff about the frequency that we used to work at.
Well, you can, though.
And I ask, do you know what we're up to nowadays? And she says, I haven't a clue. We live in the country and limited internet, so we can't do any of that fancy stuff here. You can actually listen to the stations on Facebook. So... I'm going to have to try and maybe hold her hand to get her on board. But yeah, there's still a lot of people that don't know what happened or where we're at. And that's something we're going to be working hard on all spring and summer long.
That's right.
To get more and more people involved. And you'll be able to say you were here when, friends.
Oh, I liked it a lot better then.
It was like Nacho Radio back when it was cool.
Way before.
I was into it before.
Before they sold out, I'll tell you that.
Well, we're not quite sold out, but we're getting there.
You know what I'm a little baffled by?
Life in general?
Well, no. I've got a question concerning this whole Jackie Robinson West Little League stripping of the title.
Yes.
And I don't know. And I'm asking an honest question. I don't know.
Okay.
Now, the problem they're having with this team... is it wasn't like they had kids that were too old or anything like that.
They were from outside the area they were supposed to be in.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But having said that,
mm-hmm.
when you go and play these in the championship game
mm-hmm.
against like Japan or China or mm-hmm. Taiwan or whatever,
mm-hmm.
aren't those national teams?
National teams that became national teams by winning their national championship.
Okay, so they were within a boundary too.
Yeah, like when you're playing Taiwan, it's not the entire nation of Taiwan's best kids. It's a small town in Taiwan that has a team together.
But did they ever mention that? Do they ever mention that town's name from the other? They never mention.
Do they mention the town's name from the
other country?
I'm going to let you in a little secret. I don't watch Little League games that I don't have a kid playing in. I think that's weird. I think it's weird to watch kids playing sports if they're not your kids. I don't know why it's on television to begin with. Why it's on ESPN, I don't understand.
You mean kids, or would you have a? You mean you have a problem with the people going to watch? Going to watch a high school game?
I go to t-ball games if I'm there because my kid's playing. That's the end of my watching t-ball games or little league games. I don't understand why it's on television to begin with.
What about high school sports?
What about it?
Do you think that's weird if people go watch that?
I mean, you go to high school stuff and you don't have a kid in high school. I don't think that's not weird because that's high school. That's a different level.
Okay, because you're talking about little kids,
right?
Yes.
If I were to come over to your house
yes,
tonight,
yes,
and say, hey, Darren, what's up?
I'm off to watch a t-ball game.
Yeah. Hey, there's some nine-year-olds playing basketball at the Y. You want to go watch?
Yeah.
I would hope you would call the cops on me.
Yeah.
What the hell's wrong with people? But for Little League to even be on television, this mm-hmm. Little League World Series.
Yes.
And it used to be that it would be on Saturday on the Wide World of Sports, and you would just watch the championship.
That would be it.
Now ESPN has it where
it's on for like a month.
Yeah, it's 3 weeks of watching children
yeah.
compete. And I don't understand. I don't see the need for it. I don't understand it. And you can say, isn't that great for the kids?
The biggest problem with it is it's great for the kids who win. It preempts all the other normal programming.
When I was in Pony League.
It's a drag.
When I was in like Pony League, it was enough of a nerve-wracking experience going up and facing a live baseball without having it on television for a national audience. There's no need for a Little League to be on ESPN whatsoever. It's ridiculous. All of this is ridiculous. And they're saying that the Jackie Robinson West team,
mm-hmm.
how much money were they awarded? Like, they got like $200,000 in donations?
Oh, okay.
200 grand?
Guessing the kids didn't get that, huh?
My guess is they didn't.
You think that might have went somewhere else, maybe?
It was my friends in Evergreen Park who ratted out.
Oh, I heard
the Jackie Robinson West League.
I heard.
Yeah,
I had one individual. I had one individual whistleblower in mind who doesn't live there anymore.
Yeah,
someone in the park, man.
Someone in Evergreen Park wasn't put up with this.
Someone back in the day, I could see doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, so someone in Evergreen Park ratted out the Jackie Robinson West Little League team for violating league rules.
Who is a baseball coach himself?
Yes. Vice President of the Evergreen Park Athletic Association.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah. Hey, those kids are cheating. Deep dish. Jackie Robinson West, by the way, not the first team to have its Little League title stripped in 1992.
No.
Little League had to take away the title from Zamboanga, Philippines. And they handed it to Long Beach, California, after Zamboanga used several players who lived outside its district
or were overage.
And again, that's not the... It would have been presented to you on television as the Philippines,
yes,
when in fact it was a town called Zamboanga in the Philippines.
All right, so it's not a national team from the other countries.
No, no. I can see how you would think that.
Because if that's the case, if it's Hershey, Pennsylvania going up against Red China, then what's it matter if a couple kids are outside, a couple neighborhoods?
I don't see how it's any of my business. I'm all for it. They say it's not a rampant issue amongst Little League programs. This is an isolated case. They've had to take this action 3 times in the 75 years that they've had this program up and running.
Evergreen Park whistleblower.
That's right.
Someone... Who a bit of a fun hater?
Mm-hmm. Make that happen.
Throw a wet towel on things.
Yeah, it happens. Hey, those kids are cheating. Hey, I think this ought to be addressed.
What's the pizza place there in Evergreen Park again?
Well, there's a lot of really good ones. The one that we usually go to before Sox games is Rosangelo's.
No, they don't have 95th. No, they don't have deep dish though, do they?
No,
I didn't think so.
No, that's more of a downtown thing.
I didn't think so.
You don't really do well. You could, if you want deep dish on the south side, Baracco's is good.
That's right. I didn't think they had.
Wait, does Baracco's do deep dish? What am I thinking of? I gotta get back. I gotta get back home.
Oh, you. All you'll do is complain about it when you get there.
I know.
I got to get out of here.
Oh,
the traffic.
Tough. It's the worst. You, by the way, are listening to, I think this is worth pointing out, you're listening to Dave and Darren here on NachoRadio.com.
You become better individuals because you become better leaders, parents, coaches, and self. And we're able to pay it forward and get back to the game.
The Dave and Darren Podcast, only on Nacho Radio.
Yeah, funky, man.
Make it happen now.
It's brought to you by the Clubhouse Indoor Golf and Lounge, 53rd Avenue in Bettendorf. Clubhouse, the Quad City's first and only indoor country club, of course, available and open to everybody. State-of-the-art PGA simulators, a full bar, play some of the world's most well-known courses, including Pebble Beach, St. Andrews. There's a little trip across the pond. TPC Sawgrass, open 7 days a week. You can play with your friends. You can play with yourself. It's allowed at the clubhouse.
In the simulator.
In the simulator.
Yeah, you can't pull out your stuff and start playing with it.
No, but
I don't want somebody doing it and saying, Dave and Darren said it was okay.
You can
keep us out of the papers, will you?
No, improve your swing is what I'm saying.
Right.
And by that, I mean...
That's what I'm trying to do, Darren.
Your golf swing.
I'm manipulating myself
at
the clubhouse. You said I could on the web pages.
There are weekly tournaments for Quad City Mallards tickets. The clubhouse also offers club repair and customization and lessons for any talent level. Even if you're just starting out, the clubhouse offers daily drink specials, multiple TVs, a 20-foot projection TV, and so much more. Perfect venue for any event that you're having, whether it's a birthday party, retirement party, anything.
Yeah, word.
Clubhouse, perfect hangout for golfers and non-golfers alike. Of course, they've got a DJ on the weekend, too. It's a swinging place on Saturday night, let me tell you. Check them out at qcclubhouse.com. And if you'd like a tee time, call 563-322-1561.
Got some text line messages here on the Harrington's Pub text line, 470-23-NACHOS. This is from 309. It says, you guys ask, I listen to your podcast by downloading the MP3 via Podbean. Listen to you guys every morning on the commute. Thanks for doing what you do. BH near Prophetstown, Illinois. Thank you, BH. That's awesome.
Podbean's one of the ways you can do it.
And then we got... You can not only use the Harrington's Pub text line to send us texts, it's also available for voicemails. If you want to leave us a voicemail about anything, if you feel that that's a better way to express yourself rather than typing stuff in via text, hey, we dig it. We got this message, let's see, 5 o'clock in the morning, 5:51 this morning, someone called and left us this message, and I'm wondering if you can make heads or tails of it.
Okay.
No.
Harrington's Pub, Cumberland Square Drive, Bettendorf.
Yes.
Live music every Thursday night. That would be tonight with Powell performing at 8 o'clock. Happy hour every weekday, Monday through Friday, starting at 2. Drink specials every day. Home of the Quad City's best Bloody Mary and the 32-ounce Sneaky Pete. That is our friends at Harrington's Pub, Cumberland Square Drive in Bettendorf. You got that message?
Hey, guys. I just wanted to say that I've been... had many dealings with multiple cities' finest, and, you know, you get pulled over, you don't have a driver's license on you. Yeah, that's a very minor thing, you know. You give them your social, you give them your full name, you know, they run it. They see if you got a valid license or not. I mean, come on, guys. You got to know better than that. Come on. Have a good day.
Yeah.
I love listening to you.
Thank you.
I think that was in reference to who wanted to have a driver's license on their phones.
Yeah, that's Delaware that's
doing Delaware's going to do that.
And I bring this up because that's a podcast we did like 2 weeks ago.
Well, he just listened to
it. He was listening to it at 5 o'clock in the morning when I reached out.
Exactly
and then
right.
He's going to hear his response to that sometime in March.
Couple weeks' time, sure.
Right. You've had many dealings with various of the local finest.
Listen, we all have a lot of dealings with the local finest. We do? I hope not.
I just always make sure I got a valid license and registration on me because that's 9/10 of the battle when you get pulled over.
Now, I know I'm jinxing myself, even though I don't believe in a jinx, but I know I'm doing it.
Okay.
And this will be proof that there's such a thing as jinxing yourself, even though I don't believe in it.
Okay.
Remember how I talked about how I had that camera go off when I kind of pulled up to the stoplight quick?
Yeah, right.
I haven't received anything from them yet.
Oh, it's coming.
How long does that take?
It comes when it comes.
So more than a month? It could be more than a month?
Oh, sure.
Anytime. 6 months? What do you think? Anyone know about that?
How long does it take before
quick before
the
you
picture?
Get that? Because all I really did, I didn't really do anything other than pull up to the stoplight and stop kind of quick.
Well, maybe they can look at it and say this isn't a thing.
Boy, that'd
be
nice.
Sometimes the camera goes off and it doesn't result in a ticket.
You don't know that?
No, I do know that.
Oh, it does?
Yeah. Oh. They can't possibly give you a ticket every single time.
Okay, well, that'd be nice to know.
Here's one from the 815, a text from the 815 area code. It says, hey, guys, I was the one who texted in about the Seether and Papa Roach concert in Waterloo.
Yes.
As an added bonus to that lame concert, I just got a speeding ticket in the mail from Cedar Rapids Traffic Cam.
Of course you did.
Most expensive concert ever.
Yeah, they've got two of them up there.
Yeah. Here's what you need
to do. I repeatedly got tickets from that thing.
Yeah. Yeah, the wife's got one or two from that camera as well. Here's what you need to do. You want to go see a live show? You don't want to get a ticket? Come with us to Ribco, February 28th, Saturday night. Local H will be tearing it up. Nacho Radio and the Rock Island Brewing Company present Ribco. It's a 21 and over show. You can buy your tickets at Ribco.com or go to NachoRadio.com and hit the picture Local H. I'll take you right to the ticket buying page.
Yeah, you can also...
I would say get those tickets now so yes. You know that you have them, because Local H at Ribco is probably going to sell out.
General admission, 21 plus show, but as Dave mentioned, you can get them at Ribco in advance. You can get them at Ribco.com. You can also get them with our friends at Co-op Records in Moline and Ragged Records in Davenport. Local H, special guest Satellite Heart and Permasmile. With, I believe, doors opening at 8 o'clock and the show starting at 9. Is that right? I believe
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, that is right.
So put that on your calendar. February 28th, Nacho Radio presents Local H.
Right on.
We're jazzed about it.
Couldn't be more jazzed, friends. So that's the last day of February. February is a cool month because all of the days line up for next month.
And that's Champy's anniversary,
well.
Too.
We got Friday the 13th happening tomorrow, and then Friday the 13th happens in March as well.
Can you imagine? 4 years with Champy.
Chappie's been around for 4 years.
Well, he's been with us for 4 years.
So,
as of the Local H show.
Fantastic.
So the celebration will probably take place the day before.
What does the dog get for his anniversary?
Probably hamburger.
What does he get for his birthday?
Hamburger or steak.
You know his birthday?
November 1st.
Wow. Let's do the top five things.
Hit it.
I did.
Hit it, Margaret.
I don't know what's going on. Margaret.
I don't know. The top five things on the Dave and Darren podcast, which is originating from the Hickey Brothers Cigar Store and Hookah Lounge Studio.
Mm-hmm.
It's a
word.
It's a $10 off hookah night Thursday tonight at Hickey Brothers. So grab your friends and get there. Choose from over 100 different flavors, old school or electronic. Hickey Brothers, 18th Street in the District of Rock Island. Online at HickeyBrothers.com.
Number one.
Give it to me, Maggie.
Number one. A lot of tours getting announced. I told you yesterday that AC/DC is going to be at Wrigley Field.
Yes.
That's like a one-off show on the Rocker Bus Tour. A couple of big tours getting announced since the last time we did this. Def Leppard announcing that they're going on a summer tour.
They're with who? They're with who?
Styx and Tesla the Band.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Joe Elliott, you are a liar.
Joe Elliott told you that they would never consider package tour.
Right. I asked him about a package tour, and he said we'd never be part of a package tour unless, of course, we were like opening for The Who or Led Zeppelin.
Right.
Things have changed.
Since then, they've gone on the road with
everybody.
Poison. They've gone on the road with Heart. They've gone on the road with Kiss. And now this year, Styx and Tesla the Band.
Is there another Tesla? Is it just the car company? Do people think it's the car company?
People are disappointed.
Wait a minute. I thought this was
Jeff Keith up there. We wanted to see an electric car with an insanity button. Tesla, there must be some sort of...
That's a big tour for Tesla.
Contention. There must be some sort of...
Skiach has got a problem.
Skiach. Well, Skiach left the band because
Is he the one... But does he own the name of the band?
But if he left of his own accord, then I don't...
Yeah, but just because he left of his own accord doesn't mean that he doesn't have a piece of the name of the band.
Well, then you get a piece of the royalties.
You would think that'd be an easy fix, wouldn't it?
Tesla the Band. Jeff Keith is on lead vocals. That's really all I need. The fact that Tommy Skiach won't be there...
Skiach!
...doesn't break my heart. Skiach! They put out a record last year called Simplicity.
Yes.
Tesla. But that's as Tesla. Now they have to be called Tesla the Band for some reason.
Some legal reason.
Yeah.
Styx, now, is that whole tour coming to the Mississippi Valley Fair then?
Oh, God.
because Styx is coming to the fair.
No. No, that's a one-off. Def Leppard not coming to the fair. Neither is Tesla, the band.
Leave that little guy alone.
That man's a fan. Stop that's raping him.
That's a fan, man.
Man. The closest this show will come to us will be Tinley Park.
Sure.
My old stomping grounds. That'll be on September 5th at the First Midwest Bank Amphitheater.
Sort of Labor Day weekend show.
The other tour I saw that's happening, the package tour that's happening this summer, that I think I'll ask you, Dan Lebatard's father, does this intrigue you?
Uh-huh.
Steely Dan with Elvis Costello and the Imposters.
Oh, see? Very intrigued.
Feeling you would be.
Oh, that's not even fair. That's marvelous.
Yeah.
Where's that going to be?
The Steely Dan tour? The closest that comes to us, it's not coming to the fair.
No.
So I'll just go ahead and...
Although Steely Dan was at the Illinois Fair last year.
Were they really?
Yeah, I went and saw that. Don't you remember?
Was that during our hiatus or...
Yes.
Okay. They're calling it the Rockabye Goalie Angel Tour with special guests. Steely Dan with special guests. Elvis Costello and the Imposters.
Wow.
The closest it's coming to us, Darren.
Yeah.
They're doing two nights at Ravinia.
Oh.
July 24th and July 25th.
It's not that big a place.
Yeah.
What dates?
July 24th and July 25th.
I gotcha.
That's the closest. I mean, there's nothing else even remotely close. It's not a massive tour.
It's close enough.
Yeah. Ravinia, basically... You're in a park listening to a concert.
Oh, wait, no, Ravinia. Okay, I was thinking something. I was thinking of
Were you thinking of the...
Riviera.
Riviera?
Yeah.
No.
The Ravinia. Oh, that's a nice place.
Old people go and eat cheese, and you basically are listening to a closed-circuit radio feed of a concert that's happening.
Not if you're up front.
But by and large, you're not really experiencing the concert, right?
I am when I go.
It's just a bunch of yuppies drinking wine and...
Well, that is
talking about their 401ks and whatnot.
Well, that is going on, but right. if you get an actual seat,
mm-hmm.
then it's a show.
Mm-hmm. I'm tired of having to tell the gardener how to trim my bush. Oh, give me another wine cooler. Oh, what are we listening to? Steely Dan, delightful.
Be my first opportunity though there to be in Highland Park at the Ravinia. As a businessman.
Right. You own your own business. You belong there now.
Don't look too close at the books.
Well, listen. they don't have to know that.
No, they don't.
I own a business.
Hoi polloi.
Internet startup, don't you know?
Hoi polloi.
I'm in the tech game, aren't I?
You sure are.
Oh, no, that's... I lay it on thick.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, my own internet company. Number two, CBS newsman Bob Simon killed in a car crash.
Awful.
60 Minutes correspondent killed when the hired town car he was a passenger in was involved in a crash on New York City's West Side Highway.
You hire a professional driver and he gets you killed?
Simon and the injured driver had to be cut out of the vehicle after it hit a Mercedes and then slammed into metal barriers.
That's
no
awful.
Arrests have been made, and the accident is still under investigation. This is a guy who spent his entire life reporting from conflict zones around
right,
the world.
Yeah.
He was taking
60 minutes, yeah.
The Iraqis like captured him.
Yeah, for like 40 days or something.
Right?
You survive that.
Yeah, oh yeah. War zones I can do, but the West Side Highway in my hometown? No, that's going to kill me when I'm paying someone to drive me around.
You're not getting a tip, I'll tell you that.
73 years old. He's dead.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Number three.
You're hearing this podcast this morning because neither Darren or myself had the winning Powerball jackpot.
And that was, the wad was how big?
Over $500 million.
Ooh.
Yeah. I had two numbers. And I think that's a step in the right direction because generally when I buy tickets, I have zero numbers. And I always wonder how that's possible to have not one number match up. I had two of the right numbers.
What do you get for two numbers?
I got a piece of paper I can cherish forever.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe write down some
things. I'm going to put it on the refrigerator.
It's going to go right here by my son's right next Valentine's
to,
artwork.
I'm going to put that one right up to next, right next to my other, my wall of close calls.
I keep this in a scrapbook I called Things That Almost Happened to
Me. Things That Almost Happened.
Right. Dreams That Almost Came True. And it's a pretty big book. I don't mind telling you.
Oh, it's a big, thick book.
Stuff that almost went right for me.
And here's
in my big book of what happened.
And here's my book of what happened.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as big.
Right. Here's a book I call Dreams That Came True. More of a pamphlet, really. And then here,
it's a post-it
this
note.
Six-volume tome is entitled "Stuff That Didn't Happen That I Wanted to."
And I was confident all of it was going to take place.
Well, you know, I don't mind throwing $2 at the lottery because it gave me a couple days to dream, and I got to the point where I was like, okay, how much of it would I give Darren? We would keep Nacho Radio going, and I could put on a couple new channels, but. I don't know if I'd be working on it every day.
I'm keeping most.
Although I got to do something, right?
I'm keeping most of it.
Right?
I'm going to keep most of it, I think.
What do you mean most of it?
Well, that $500 million.
Yeah. Well, you're not getting half of it.
Well, I wouldn't expect half. What would you really give me?
If I won $500 million?
A million?
I think that sounds fair. Here's the thing about you. I know you could live on $1 million the rest of your life.
Oh, you darn right I could.
I'd probably give you like 11, 12.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. But
oh my God.
I know that it wouldn't change you. I know you'd still be shopping for deals.
I like deals.
You would be like, you know, listen, I only got 12 million to live on the rest of my life. I gotta stretch this.
I do have to stretch it.
Right? I know that you would. And I know that you would.
I like to buy like soap in bulk.
Right. Right. And you would live a frugal life so that whatever was left over when you died would go to some sort of dog charity.
Well, yeah, that's true.
So you would feel guilty being too extravagant because you would know.
I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't live extravagant. I think that's obscene.
Well.
That's my opinion. Doesn't have to be yours.
I wouldn't do. Well, see, I could never. I wouldn't.
I'm still using laundry detergent that I bought I bought maybe a year ago.
Do you not wash your clothes?
Well, no. I just that I bought. I saw a sweet deal.
Uh-huh.
And
you bought like a 55-gallon drum of detergent, or how does this work?
No, they had basically these big giant. Yeah, they had these big giant drums that were like 100. It would do like 100 loads.
Mm-hmm.
And normally it would be like $8.99 or something.
Okay.
It was marked down to like $2.99.
Okay.
I bought three of those bad boys. That's 300 loads. That's 300 loads for like $9. I'm only halfway through it.
The tickets that were winners were sold in North Carolina, Texas, and Puerto Rico. This is the first time someone from outside the contiguous United States wins a Powerball. Did
Good
you know
for them.
Did Puerto Ricans play Powerball? Did you know that was offered to them?
I'm happy it is.
Mm-hmm. Winning numbers were 11, 13, 25, 39, 54, and the Powerball is 19.
Number four. Wait a minute. Those are my numbers.
Four.
Netflix had a big boo-boo. House of Cards Season 3 is not supposed to arrive until February 27th. Somehow yesterday they accidentally uploaded it. 10 episodes showed up unannounced, and they were available for live streamings. They say that there was a bug in the system. Once they figured it out, they pulled it real quick.
There's a bug in the system or someone did something.
Oops.
I guess I'm the bug in the system. I wasn't supposed to do that.
The company swears this was not a PR stunt and we're not being yumboed, but they said in a tweet, "This is Washington. There's always a leak." So there's some people that are thinking, did they do this on purpose to get people excited about the new season?
Probably.
You think this is a
yumbo? We're talking about it, aren't we? Everything's a yumbo.
There are episode descriptions if you want to go ahead and spoil the upcoming season, but none of that for me. I tell you what, that is such a good show. And it would be great to live in a world where I could sit and watch.
This is basically
binge watch a
this
season.
This is just basically a ruthless American president, right?
I don't even want to say that much.
Really?
Yeah. It's about a politician.
Politician.
He's a.
Oh, he's not a president. Or he is. You don't feel comfortable.
I'd rather not get into it.
Don't give it away.
Number five.
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 Or does he really live in a house of cards?
It's about a man who builds a house.
It's a little drafty in here. I'm not going to lie to you.
Claire and I like to go to the Jack cellar and smoke cigarettes. It's so called because that room is made entirely out of Jacks.
I can tell you I'm not a fan of monsoon season.
Disney raising the price of the Magic Kingdom ticket. What do you think it costs for a person to get into the Magic Kingdom for a day?
What does that mean?
The Magic Kingdom, Disney World.
Oh, Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that it probably costs for just one person, an adult, to get in.
I don't know that they do adult and kids.
Oh, tickets. They don't even give kids a break.
I don't think they do.
Oh boy!
Anyone that knows, help me out here. I don't think adults and kids pay. I think it's just admission.
I will say
because seriously, the whole point of going there is to bring your kids.
Right,
why would you give kids a break?
Yeah,
right.
I'll say $55.
It was $99.
Oh my God!
It will now be $105. $105 a head, and then to get in there, everything's super expensive. And if you'd like to get on the rides, there's passes that we sell for that are a fortune. Otherwise, you can wait in line for 2-3 hours,
So it's not all inclusive at that price?
It is, and it isn't. I mean, you get to ride on all the rides, but they sell these fast passes.
Uh-huh.
So if you have more money,
you
get to jump to the front of the line. Right? I've heard that that's the way to go.
Or you just get someone with a wheelchair.
Well, they've said that they're not going to let that happen anymore.
I'd be more than happy to be the person in the wheelchair.
Yeah. And we haven't done Disney World as a family yet, just because...
When are we going to do that?
When he's a little bit older. Because you want to be able to walk around get it all in.
Oh, I think he could do it now.
He's done Busch Gardens a bunch of times. He loves going to Busch Gardens, and that's right up his alley. Because the thing is about Disney World is there's that weird area where, he's six. He doesn't have any use for Mickey Mouse anymore. It's not like he thinks Mickey Mouse is cool.
Well, then you blew it. It's already too late.
No, because once you can go on, the roller coasters and stuff... A couple of years, we'll do Disney World. If we do it, I want to do the whole thing where you're there and you stay there and you're there for a couple of days.
No, thanks.
I'd really like to do it. My wife, who's been, going to Florida since she's 10, has zero desire to do Disney World.
I had a friend who spent a week there.
Yeah, what'd he say?
Doesn't that sound crazy?
I would love that.
Oh!
I would love that.
Oh, my God. Hell on earth.
Is that what he said?
That's what I'm saying.
No, it's pretty cool.
That would cost you you could buy a car.
Well, no, I know that. And that's another reason we're not going this year. That's for damn sure.
No, you could buy a car for spending a whole week in Disney World. Forget it. The Dave and Darren podcast on this Thursday is brought to you by the Clubhouse Indoor Golf and Lounge on 53rd in Bettendorf.
Disney World.
If you haven't been there, you need to check it out, friends. Whether you're a golfer or not, you can play golf inside. What a world that is, huh? You get the simulator, and you get to hit the ball, and it looks like you're playing on a course. Crazy.
I think they understand what a golf simulator is, Darren, but thank you for really super explaining it.
And here's the thing. They've got a real-life bar, and the drinks, not simulations. They're real. Daily drink specials open 7 days a week. The clubhouse offers club repair and customization, including a full line of custom shafts, including Fujikura, Mitsubishi, Acura, custom clubs like Callaway, Henry Griffiths, and K2G. Lessons for everyone of any skill level. They offer drink specials, as I mentioned, multiple TVs, so you can check out all your favorite sports. The clubhouse, the perfect venue for any event and hangout for golfers and non-golfers alike. Clubhouse, qcclubhouse.com, or call 563-322-1561 for tea times.
Nick, the Internet Pizza Guy, says that he just did a week with his 7-year-old.
Oh, how was it, Nick?
He says 10K later.
Oh, my God.
But that's a week that Nick and that boy are going to remember forever.
As opposed to a freshman year of college.
Well, you find a college you can get for 10 grand, you let me know.
Well, I'm just saying that that 10 in 11 years would help.
I'm not saying.
Boy, Nick, you must be doing pretty well.
I'm not saying it makes sense, but I'm saying it's something I want to do. And it's something when the kid's a little bit older.
He'll burn out in
and
a week.
Can go, because the thing is, we go to Busch Gardens and he wants to go for 4 or 5 hours. And then it's all right, I've had enough. Let's go to a room. I want a popsicle. And you're like, but buddy, we paid $100 for you to be here.
Then why would you go to Disney World?
Well, that's why I'm saying. That's why I'm waiting. That's why I'm waiting, my friend. When I pay $70 to get into Busch Gardens, I don't mind if he
this
wants
is what
to
I would do.
Two in the
I would
afternoon.
Wait, I would wait till he's 18 and see if he still wants to go.
Well, he's 18. We're going to Vegas.
Well, there you go. I think that's a better idea.
18?
Wait till he's 21.
He's not going to want to. And that's the thing, too. I want to wait long. So he's old enough to be able to walk around and like, go at it for 12, 13, 14 hours. But not that he's so old that he wants nothing to do with me. There's a sweet spot.
I'd wait it out.
You think so?
I would wait it out. Wait till he's...
Oh, and this is fun. Nick says he got sick with what they call the resort bug. He was sicker than a dog the entire trip.
Well, you probably have the measles.
That's the other thing. With all these people getting measles at Disneyland, where does this mouse Candyland. Get the balls to raise the prices? I would think that they're going to have a down year this year. I'm not taking my kid someplace where they got measles, even though he's been vaccinated. I'm not taking my kid to measle land.
Hi, kids. I'm Measles the Weasel. They just turn him into a character. Don't worry about it, kids.
Oh,
I'm Measles the Weasel.
Oh, Measles. How's it going?
I'm Measles the Weasel.
You keep saying that, Measles, and you're really spooking out the guests. Oh.
Come give me a hug.
No, I don't know about that, Measles. Oh.
I'm originally from Germany, you know.
We're going to have a lot of fun today, boys and girls. Now, all of you that have been vaccinated, I need you in this line over here. And those of you that haven't, Measles is going to rub himself all over you.
Hey, where's your mom's at?
Mm-hmm.
I have to imagine your kids' moms aren't too old.
If your park is associated with a communicable disease that we thought we had eradicated,
right.
Maybe now's not the time to be charging over $100 a head to get in.
Oh, boy.
That's all I'm saying. Of course, look at me, co-owner of Nacho Radio, telling the Disney Corporation how to do things. They're probably going to have a better first, second, and third quarter than we are. Probably.
Well, maybe the...
Of course, we don't have the overhead, do we?
Maybe they're raising the prices, and that includes inoculation.
Well, that would be helpful.
Boy, that's really going to crimp my style. Measles the Weasels. Well, thank you, Nick, for chiming in with that, using the Harrington Pub text line 470-23.
Measles the Weasel has that certain character, that certain characteristic that really drives all of the characters here on the podcast, and that is he likes to tell you his name the entire time he's talking.
Yes, he does. I got to remind you that I'm Measles the Weasel.
No, we get it. We get it, Measles. You've told us now 12 times. That's really all there is to you, just saying your name over and over again. That's really, I think you'll find, if you listen to
any of our characters.
Jesus, what is this, the 96th, 95th, I don't know, episode of this show? All the characters tend to just like to tell you what their name is.
That's really kind of the only thing they do.
Mm-hmm.
But thanks, Nick, using the Harrington's Pub text line 470-23-NACHO, Harrington's Pub, Cumberland Square Drive, Bettendorf. Hey, there's live music tonight starting at 8 with Powell, and the happy hour starts at 2 today. Drink specials every day, home of the Quad Cities Bloody Mary, and that would soothe your measle-ridden body. And the 32-ounce Sneaky Pete, Harrington's Pub, Cumberland Square Drive, Bettendorf.
Rock and Roll Grandpa points out that they used to serve free samples at Busch Gardens. They used to. They don't anymore, though, because Anheuser-Busch doesn't own the parks anymore. That was part of the old InBev whatever. There's no free samples at Busch Gardens anymore.
I think I was a kid once, and I was at Busch Garden, and I got some free samples.
Yeah, no. I was there last summer, and there was no free samples. If you'd like to buy a Budweiser beer, that'll be $9, sir.
Oh, boy.
Totally worth it, though. Totally worth it. Although...
Just hammer it.
The thing is, though, when it's like Tampa heat... Like, even beer doesn't sound good when it's 90 degrees.
Now, the Tampa Busch Gardens isn't the original Busch Gardens, right?
I believe it is.
Oh, it is?
I believe it is.
Well, then I haven't been there. Where's the other Busch Gardens? Isn't there a Busch Gardens?
There's one in Williamsburg, Virginia.
Yeah? What am I thinking of?
A Busch Gardens?
Yeah.
I don't know, because you've never been to Florida.
I guess.
Have you ever been to... you've never been to Virginia.
Not to my knowledge.
What do you mean, not to your knowledge?
Well, Virginia's for lovers.
They say that. Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah, there's Tampa, the original, and Tampa's the one that's Africa-based, and then the one in Virginia.
Well, then I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
There used to be one in Texas, and there used to be one in Pasadena.
No, then I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
But the Pasadena one closed in 1937. There was also one in Van Nuys, California.
No.
That closed in 1979.
The porn capital of the U.S.
What, is Van Nuys?
I believe so.
How so?
In that's where all the porns are made.
Is in Van Nuys, California?
Well, they used to be.
Hmm.
Now I suppose it can be made anywhere.
And that's really, I think, how porn has lost its charm. To be available everywhere.
Not as glossy as it used to be.
Right. There used to be a craft that people took a certain amount of pride in presenting. Now it's just
Everyone's doing it.
And bang buses and
okay.
Privies.
Privies?
I don't know. Backyard privies. It just...
Backyard privies?
I don't know.
Some sort of crazy vino and vinyl party.
Well, no. That's...
Where games are played.
Mm-hmm. Delta Airlines having to apologize to their customers because a bunch of dicks showed up on their Facebook page. And that is not a good thing.
Like Dick Nixon?
No, like penises. Big pile of dicks showing up on their Facebook page. You don't like to see that.
No.
Nobody. When I go...
None of my business.
I don't even know why the people at Delta feel that they have to have a Facebook page. But for then it to be inundated with, you know,
this has happened dicks, before, hasn't it?
I guess.
Now, this sounds like
something
that's happened
before. To Delta Airlines?
Or some airline. Yeah. Remember there was that one naked girl that was kind of looking like an airplane? She was posing as an airplane.
She what?
She was posing as an airplane.
A naked lady who looked like an airplane?
Or it was like an airplane was landing in her, and it ended up on a website.
Are you thinking of that Blind Faith record?
No. This was a story that we talked about.
I don't remember.
It was some woman who basically looked as though a plane was landing in her, and it ended up.
Plane was landing in there,
and it ended up on a carrier's website or Facebook. It was a big thing.
Rather land in a woman than Midway. That's for sure.
Never had to do it.
Ugh, it's the worst.
Rinky dink.
Ugh.
Is it rinky dink?
Ugh, it's just the worst.
Really?
Midway. Yeah. Yeah, if someone tries to say to you, you know, rather than flying out of
Moline, talking about Chicago.
You're damn right.
You're not talking about the Pacific.
Well, the one is named for the other.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, both of them. But specifically, I'm talking about the airport. Oh, it's just the worst. If someone tries to tell you
to talk you into that,
hey, we can save you $100 instead of flying out of Moline, drive and you leave on a Midway, you tell them no thanks.
Don't do it, huh?
You tell them you value your time on Earth too much to put yourself through that nightmare.
Don't do it.
Do not put yourself through that. No. No thanks. Story here of a woman who made some yogurt. Cecilia Westbrook her name.
That's what the podcast has come to. and now a woman has made yogurt. I'm sure there's more to it.
She made it.
That is all.
Cecilia Westbrook is a student there at the University of Wisconsin in Madison.
Uh-huh.
And she made yogurt using bacteria.
Oh, easy. Oh, boy, this isn't going to be good.
From a woman's vagina. That's right. Vagina bacteria yogurt. The most common bacteria found in a healthy vagina is something called lactobacillus. That's the same bacteria that you find in yogurt. So she figured, why not just whip up a quick batch of vag yogurt? She extracted some of her vagina's bacteria with a wooden spoon. Homemade yogurt is traditionally made by mixing a small amount of yogurt starter culture with some milk and then heating it. She discovered that there was not much information on making yogurt with vaginal bacteria online, so she decided to do it herself. In an interview she gives to Jezebel, she says, quote, "I was actually surprised to know that we really don't know a lot about vaginal flora. There's really been only one or two big studies, and interestingly, most of the information that we do know about it is from white women, which suggests that there might be some indication that people from different ethnic backgrounds might have different flora. I was surprised about how much we didn't know. So yeah, she used three bowls, one with yogurt made from a traditional starter culture, one with just plain milk, and then one with just milk and her own juice there.
And here's the exciting thing about this whole thing. Mm-hmm. We got John Stamos to be our pitch man.
She left out batches.
He's on board.
Left out batches overnight and awoke to find a decent amount of yogurt in that third bowl with the vag bacteria that she pulled out by putting a spoon in herself. So there it is. Experiment was done on her own time and not connected with any class assignments. And now they're making this happen.
Was there fruit at the bottom?
Well, she said she put blueberries in it.
Are you sure they were blueberries? The Dave and Darren podcast originating from the Hickey Brothers Cigar Store and Hookah Lounge Studio. Trying to quit smoking or just tired of freezing outside? Smoke electronically with a vapor pen. I'm getting one of those very, very soon from Hickey Brothers. Choose from over 100 different flavors, dozens of pens, nicotine or non-nicotine. Hickey Brothers, 18th Street in the District of Rock Island, online at HickeyBrothers.com.
She says that the she-made yogurt has a sour taste like Indian yogurt, but it goes good with blueberries. Meanwhile, the U.S. Federal Drug Administration Center for Food Safety and Applied Nutrition says that vaginal secretions are not considered food, and they may transmit human disease, and a food product that contains vaginal secretions is considered adulterated. So don't look for this on store shelves anytime soon. Because, no.
But maybe at the farmer's market.
Oh, can you imagine? The look on the lady's face at the little table. You like that? You like that yogurt? You want to know what the secret ingredient is?
I think we know what the secret is.
Put a wooden spoon up in my puss! What do you think of that? Okay, I'm going to walk away. Yeah, you're going to walk away. You can't handle my puss yogurt. And then she just takes the bowl and just slams it on the ground. Yeah! I run this show! Me! Me and my vag! Gonna have to ask you to leave.
Gonna have to ask you all to leave.
Everybody. In fact, take that big neon off the farmer's market. We're gonna shut this whole thing down. No more farmer's yard market. Montana lawmaker wants to outlaw yoga pants. Now, come on. What's wrong with yoga pants? How could anyone have a problem with yoga pants? They're delightful.
Are they still a thing?
Yoga pants?
People still wearing yoga pants?
Oh, yeah. They can't get enough of them. You don't notice more and more chicks wearing yoga pants?
Not in the circles I run in, I guess.
You don't have a lot of yoga enthusiasts in your crowd?
I really don't.
You don't notice when you're out and about your six or seven trips to Hy-Vee a day? You don't notice that everyone has...
I see people in pajamas, but I don't know about yoga pants.
Yoga pants are not pajamas.
And who wants to outlaw this?
A lawmaker in Montana.
Boy, I think you should get away without just about anything in Montana.
That's the thing. I don't see...
It's just wide open spaces.
I don't see how this is a problem for Montana.
Shouldn't be.
Right? You should just be happy that anybody wants to wear pants in your state. Pants of any kind. If I lived in Montana, I don't even know that I'd do that. Brian says, whoever invented yoga pants is a national hero. Thanks for that, Brian. I don't think they were invented in this country, but downward dog on that all day long, I say. Why not? When did it become acceptable to wear pajamas? Like, growing up, people didn't wear pajamas when they went out grocery shopping, right?
Probably.
At what point did the switch get flicked and everyone said, yeah, okay.
I think 80s, maybe, because I think some of the clothes started looking like pajamas.
I don't remember that. I don't remember being, like, when I was working retail in the 80s and early 90s.
You didn't see a lot of pajamas?
I don't remember anyone coming into the store, at least not my department, wearing pajamas.
All right,
pants.
Maybe 90s.
But it seemed, I mean, did it slowly happen, or was it just overnight?
Maybe it was just like the slacker culture of the 90s.
Interesting. Maybe it was the whole flannelization? Because a lot of the pajama pants are like flannel.
Yes. That could very well be.
Is this something we can pin on the grunge rockers? Everyone wearing their pajamas?
I would pin it on your generation for the most part.
Well, I hate to say you're right, you know, but you might be right. My brother-in-law.
Remember the girl that used to wear pajamas to work all the time?
At the old place?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, sure.
Oh, are you talking about Missy?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, again, she got to work at 4 o'clock in the morning. But I see what you're saying.
Yes.
Put on a pair of jeans like the rest of us. Right? She always had like makeup and stuff on.
Oh, I'm not saying that she was, you know, I'm not saying she wasn't clean or anything, but it was pajamas. She fought the good fight too.
Yes, she did. And she was one that I liked. As I look back on those days, and I've got my burn book and my do not burn book. A story here from New York. The divorce hotel is up and running. Here's the concept. You take your wife there for the weekend, and by the end of the weekend, you're divorced.
Okay. We're going to make this happen.
It's in
you're done.
Saratoga Springs, New York. They will...
They're going to make this as comfortable as possible for you.
The divorce hotel. You can check in as a married couple on Friday.
Yes.
Check out divorced by Sunday.
Right.
The entire package costs $5,000. It includes separate accommodations for two nights, a designated lawyer for each party, and a mediator to draw up divorce papers. There's also a welcome basket containing a sparkling water, red wine, dark chocolate, and other goodies, as well as a divorce hotel information packet.
That probably has, like, numbers of escorts.
You shouldn't be banging an escort the weekend you're getting divorced.
Meals are included?
Well, for $5,000.
You would think.
Yeah. You get a swanky suite complete with a king bed and a living room. And again, you're not in a room together. You have separate rooms. Divorce Hotel launched in September of this year, and so far 4 couples have gotten there to get divorced. Hundreds of couples have used this program in Europe, where they offer it in 6 different cities. And it boasts, it says here, a 98% success rate. So that means 98% of the divorces are everything's cool, right?
Well, you're not getting your money back, so you might as well get divorced.
I gotta pay for this too, don't I?
Uh-huh.
Queen of the Hoppies.
You know what? We're gonna split it.
It's designed for people who are pretty civilized and without complex financial matters, according to a divorce lawyer who gets $700 an hour.
You know who I bet has money invested in this?
Who's that?
That Gwyneth Paltrow.
Divorce hotels. You come in married, you go out single. It's like magic. The goal is to wrap up the process by Sunday morning and to stave off emotional and financial bankruptcy from spending years in court and hundreds of thousands of dollars in legal fees. Here's the thing. For those of you that have gone through a divorce, you're thinking, if all it costs me is $5,000, sign me up.
You show up on Friday in a minivan and you get to drive away in a convertible.
Or you show up in a sports car and you leave on a scooter with a barrel.
You leave on a skateboard.
Here you go, dummy. Hope you enjoyed your weekend. Everything stupid.
There you go, dummy.
This was her idea. Couples leave with a legally binding agreement, and then divorce papers are finalized in about a week. After the spark went out of their marriage, Kathy decided to consult with a divorce lawyer last year, but quickly decided that the predatory nature of traditional divorce proceedings wasn't for her. Because when you get divorced, basically that lawyer's job is, how do we screw them over? How do we get you everything? That's how both attorneys go into court ready to battle. They're not looking for what's best for you or the kids.
Well, they've got a job to do.
They want to get everything because they get a piece of that everything. So she goes to a regular divorce attorney and decides, no, this is too savage for me. So there it is, the Divorce Hotel. If that's something you want to check out, it's in Saratoga, New York, and probably this thing will take off and become something that people do all over the country.
Wonder if anyone's ever lived in Sarasota and then Saratoga.
I wonder that, too.
And be like the only two places you've ever lived, and then you just basically confuse your friends.
Now, wait, now, was this when you were living in Sarasota?
No, Saratoga.
Oh, I thought you said Sarasota.
I was in Sarasota.
Right.
But, not
now,
for the,
but now you're... Okay.
But now then, I'm in Saratoga. And,
but you met in Saratoga.
No, Sarasota.
Okay, but I could swear that you said... Got a Dear Prudence here for you that just made me chuckle. This is one of those advice columns. Can I ask for some of Darren's good advice?
Sure.
Here on the Dave and Darren podcast at NotYourRadio.com.
I'm the best.
Dear Prudence, I went this weekend to get boudoir photos taken of me for my husband to enjoy on Valentine's Day. I'm overweight, so I hoped that these pictures would paint me in a different light and give something dressed up and sexy for my husband.
Like no light at all?
I hate my photos. I'm appalled by the positions I was in.
Oh, no.
And every single photo seemed to show off how fat I am. My sister came with me and my makeup was professionally done, but it looks garish. I can't stop crying about it.
Uh-huh.
My sister says that I should look at them a few days from now and she'll help me pick some sexy ones to touch up. But I feel like that's attempting to make a silk purse from a sow's ear. My husband loves me, and I think he might enjoy the pictures or pretend he does, but I really don't want them to see the light of day. Should I get him another gift? Bite the bullet and get at least one photo touched up for him to see, or go into my closet and die?
Well, I'm guessing you're not going to bite the bullet. I'm guessing you're probably going to bite like a calzone.
Did she think getting pictures taken was going to make her appear thinner?
Well, she was hoping...
But I had my makeup done professionally.
Yeah.
Did you?
The lighting wasn't...
Yes.
Wasn't done to her liking, huh?
Well, I don't know that the problem is the lighting.
Because basically what you could do is if you wanted a picture of, you know, you could just have it really dark. And all you can do is see the whites of your eyes.
This is very erotic. Thank you, dear.
There's a glamour shot.
This is just what I wanted.
Oh, my
now,
God.
Where am I supposed to look at this at?
Uh-huh.
Where am I putting this up?
Uh-huh.
Because right. If you think it's my office, you're out of your mind.
It's just the whites of your eyes.
I look like a tiger in the jungle.
Does this make me look thin? For the first time, yes.
I'm appalled. I hope these pictures would paint me in a different light. No, understand this. Pictures are
a reflection
of what is happening in the real world. Did she think that somehow they were going to be able to Photoshop all the fat off of her? I don't understand. And the position she's in, is she like got her big ass in the air?
Maybe like a magic mirror is what you need. One of those funhouse mirrors.
All I want is
that
to see the pictures of this lady all dolled up. I really wish these pictures were available. So what would your advice be? Because my advice would be, why don't you get him something else for Valentine's Day?
Yes.
Nobody wants your creepy pictures.
Right.
What would your advice be?
I would say probably get him something else. Or don't get him anything and just maybe, you know, hit the road.
Prudence
says... Not leave him, but maybe just go for a nice long walk and make a habit out of that.
This is what I would say to you. Nothing tastes as good as skinny feels. Focus on that. Make that your mantra. Prudence says, number one, what your body looks like is not a secret to your husband. He knows. He adores you, and he finds you sexy.
You don't know he adores you.
Yeah.
You don't know that.
These are all stretches. And speaking of stretches.
He may very well be hoping that the sleep apnea kills you tonight.
You know what I really want for Valentine's Day?
Is for you to have cardiac arrest.
Wake up next to a fat corpse. That's what I want for Valentine's Day. You really want to know what I want, honey?
More than anything.
What I really want is to wake up next to a big fat load in your pants because you exited your bowels because you're dead and I don't have to deal with it anymore. But at least I've got these creepy pictures I can put up to remember you by. Yeah, big load.
Yeah, these pictures are going to come in handy if I ever have a weak moment and I think I miss you. I can take a look at these and go, oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Jesus.
Boy.
How the hell did I survive this?
Boy. Oh, wow.
Prudence says, please.
She did swallow a lot of aggression, didn't she?
And a lot of pizzas. This could be one of those gifts that brings you together because you can have a good laugh about it. This would not be because of your thighs, but because of the bordello setting. The Joan Collins circa dynasty makeup and the silly cheesiness of the final product. Take your sister's advice and touch up the photos. Then put them in an album you can give to him.
What do you mean, touch up the photos?
You can tell him that what you had in mind was something more along the lines of Beyonce, but you feel the final product is more Melissa McCarthy, who's great, sexy, funny, and beautiful. Then Valentine's night, put on some special lingerie and strike some of those poses in the privacy of your own bedroom. Gross. Gross.
And by special lingerie, I mean the sort of bra you put on a sports car.
K-Mac raises an interesting point here on the Harrington's Pub text line. This can't have been a treat for the photographer. And who knows what these photographers have to put up with this time of year.
Oh, they're,
if you're someone who specializes in boudoir pictures, you might have probably one out of 100 that are actual, like,
attractive people. I'm sure that at this point you'd find a lot of photographers who are biting through their lip.
This is
I
studied the rule of thirds for this.
That's a nasty.
No thanks.
That's a nasty wound. Yeah, self-inflicted. Thanks for using the Harrington's Pub text line, 470-23-NACHO. Anyone can use it. Harrington's Pub, Cumberland Square Drive, Bettendorf. Live music tonight, guys. 8 o'clock, Powell's going to be performing. Happy hour starts at 2, drink specials. Of course, the best Bloody Mary in the Quad Cities. Best one you're going to find anywhere, 32-ounce Sneaky Pete. And Powell tonight, starting at 8 o'clock at Harrington's Pub, Cumberland Square Drive, Bettendorf.
Florida man reported his golf clubs were stolen from his car while he was at the golf course. He did that in the hopes that his wife would buy him a new set of clubs. Now been arrested for filing a false report of a crime.
I need new clubs.
Joseph Louis Iommi met with the sheriffs down there and told them that his golf bag and golf clubs, which cost $2,030, had been removed from his vehicle while it was in the parking lot.
It's a nice set.
While processing the vehicle, the deputy found a golf bag and clubs that matched the description given to him in the trunk of the car. He said that the trunk was broken, but the deputy was able to open it. So this is the deal. Yeah, they took my clubs right out of my trunk there. Okay, this trunk here, you want to open it for us, sir?
No,
the trunk's broken, but they sure took them, all right.
Robert Allenby took them.
So they open the trunk, and an identical set of clubs to the ones he's describing are found. And his explanation was...
They must have put them back.
Those were a practice set that I have. A separate set that's identical to them are the ones that were stolen.
That's quick thinking.
Is it?
It's not the best.
You have
two
identical set of clubs. One you use for practice and one you use for the course.
It's an excuse.
After further questioning by the deputy about the golf bag and clubs, he admitted that he lied to him because he wanted to convince his wife to buy him a new set of clubs.
It's a better excuse than saying those aren't golf clubs.
I I'm not a great golfer. I sure enjoy my time on the course. $2,000 for a set of clubs?
Oh, sure.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. If you spend $2,000 on a set of clubs, you damn well better love them. I was hoping my wife would buy me a new pair.
They're not necessarily going to make you any better. They might not hurt.
Well, they better make you a little better. Otherwise,
clubs have made me worse.
What a new set.
My other clubs were so much more forgiving.
A couple of medical stories I'd like to share with you. But before we get to that, I've got this from the Family Feud. A couple of you sent this in to us via email. Email us anytime you like, by the way, at either dave@nachoradio.com or darren@nachoradio.com. And while I'm talking about nachoradio.com, Darren, we have got a fine, I think, way to celebrate the next big holiday that's coming up. That, of course, would be St. Patrick's Day.
Yep.
St. Patrick's Day is on the way. And we've got the solid St. Patrick's Day t-shirt available for you to purchase from the NachoRadio.com store. I don't think it's super pricey. Is it pricey?
I believe it's $13.50, isn't it?
I think that's fantastic. $13.50, that was my bowling score. I like what we've done there. Yeah, check that out, ladies and gentlemen, and enjoy. Get yourself for this upcoming St. Patrick's Day holiday. Get yourself a solid t-shirt made for a man, but I like it too. That's available for you now at nachoradio.com. Can't get here soon enough. How many days until it's Hazy March, Darren? You usually do a countdown for this.
I usually do. What is today?
Well, today 12? Would be the 12th of February.
16 days.
16 days until it's Hazy days. March. Enough with this stupid winter already. I'm predicting this St. Patrick's Day is going to be another one where it's like 65 degrees.
I'm going to use that joke.
What joke?
When I'm at a St. Patrick's Day celebration, someone's going to like mix me up a drink, and I'm going to say, made for a man, but I like it too.
Oh, but I like it too. Nick wants to know how I got half a pin. You bowl three games in a series, and then you divide by...
It's all odd. It's all
by the divisible
odd numbers,
properties,
square roots,
and such and whatnot. For crying out loud! So, Family Feud is in the news again. Again, I guess I didn't realize that this was still even on the air. But Steve Harvey is the host of this. Steve Harvey has 7 different shows on during the daytime. Isn't that right? He's really the voice of America. This Steve Harvey,
the voice of reason.
He's got the show where he tells women how to act, right? He's got a daytime talk show where he tells women what he would like them to do and how to have successful marriages. And then he's the host of The Family Feud.
And then what are the other 5?
He's got a cooking show. He has a show where he's Judge Steve Harvey. There's a police procedural where he comes in as the DA and he says, "Take the deal." I believe there's a telenovela that's on Telemundo called El Mundo del Steve Harvey.
And then he's also got that infomercial that's called Steve Harvey's Deep Cleaning.
Yeah, and then there's the show on the Animal Planet where he goes into the Oklahoma and noodles for catfish. He's all over the place, this Steve Harvey. But as the host of Family Feud, this happened the other day. And if you missed it,
we got top 7 answers on the board. Name something a doctor might pull out of a person. Darcy.
A gerbil. I didn't say that.
Bam! Gerbil! Just like that. Pull it up.
Is it there?
Hey, over here. Gerbil. Name something a doctor might pull out of a person. Bam! Gerbil! Gerbil!
They didn't ask Richard Gere, I guess, but first thing she thought of. Name something that you might get pulled out of a person. A doctor might pull out of a person.
Why did they come up with these questions?
What do you mean?
What kind of question is that?
Well, I want you to think of this, Darren. Family Feud has been on the air for 30 years.
Well, I understand.
More than 30 years. And at some point, every question's been asked. The other day, I had...
Then just repeat the questions. Then just start over with the questions you had originally. What kind of question is that?
You can't ask the questions.
Things you pull out of a person.
The other day I was watching The Wheel, and it's like, boy, they are stretching. But then you got to give them credit, because how many puzzles can there be?
Then start using other ones. Use the ones you started at the beginning, when Chuck Woolery was there. Why not?
You can't do that.
It's a different generation.
But then someone's going to be like, oh, no, you already used this. This is cheating. Story from the capital city of Paraguay, which I don't have to tell you is Asunción. Actually, the little town of Villa Elisa, which is a suburb of the capital of Paraguay. Guy's been arrested. He managed to con dozens of victims into allowing him into their homes by dressing up in diapers and sucking a lollipop. He's 25 years old.
He did what?
25-year-old.
He tricked people into doing what?
Listen to this whole story.
Letting him into the house?
I need you to listen to the whole story before you ask questions. Because if you interrupt, it's going to make less sense, all right? And I've read this story 5 or 6 times this morning. I'm still not sure I understand it. So I'm going to ask you, please, let me fight my way through it, and then let's have a spirited discussion, okay? Man has been arrested after managing to con dozens of victims into allowing him into their homes by dressing up in diapers and sucking a lollipop. Alberto Julian Mesa is 25 years old, targeted mainly older women by pretending to be a little boy who was lost and asking for help in finding his mommy. Locals say that Mesa was a regular walking around the streets, and most people assumed that he was just mentally ill. But in reality, he had been targeting mainly elderly women in order to get them to take him in, after which he would steal whatever he was able to find and run off while they were making him a snack or bringing him a drink.
Boy, I'm disappointed we had to drag a snack into this.
This is a snack. This isn't Snack Club. This is Snack Thug, is what this is. He would target mainly older women, showing up at their door, a 25-year-old man in a diaper with a lollipop.
And he doesn't.
Saying, I need help. I can't find my mom. And these old ladies would be like, come on in. We'll get your mom. I'll make you a snack. And then he would take off with whatever he could find there.
And this guy doesn't even look like he's a young guy, young kid.
No, he's a 25-year-old
man. Well, yes, I understand that. But you could have someone who is very small.
In a diaper? A 6-foot guy in a diaper?
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you were, for some reason, a very slight and small person.
He's not a little person.
No, he's not. Yes.
He's a regular-sized person. Local woman says, I'm surprised.
What kind of kid wanders around in a diaper and a lollipop?
A cartoon kid.
Exactly.
A kid from a cartoon made in the 1940s.
Right.
I can't find my mommy. Will you let me in? Are you kidding me? Local person there says, I'm surprised the cops are just now arresting him. He's been doing this for years, and I know that they've had complaints before. It's incredible they never realized that the baby is actually a fully grown man. You can see him walking around the streets most days, and a fully grown man in diapers is not exactly hard to find. No! He's been doing this for a very long time. And again, I'm looking at the mugshot here. He's got facial hair. He's got facial hair!
So the premise is, as opposed to a good man is hard to find,
mm-hmm.
A diapered man isn't hard to find?
Well, if he's been taking stuff from gullible old women for years.
Is it the same?
Their argument is, it's not like this is a guy who breaks into homes in the middle of the night and steals knickknacks. This is a man who parades around in a diaper with a lollipop and knocks on the door saying, I need help finding my mommy.
Does he use occasionally does he use a fresh lollipop? Or is it like the same one he's been using for years that has like fuzz stuck to it?
Oh, dear, that lollipop is filthy. I'm going to go fix you a snack. Thanks, Waity. Now to case the joint.
Now to make my stab.
Now it begins.
Then he just uses the lollipop to pick stuff up.
He was found at the time of his arrest still dressed as a baby with a diaper and a lollipop and a bottle of milk.
Kitty.
So... yeah, they were able to find his diaper. By the way, it was stuffed with money. And they were able to return some of that money to one of his victims.
You want this money back? I don't know. Can I have different money?
Teenager with a gigantic penis has had the world's first penis reduction surgery. I always assumed, thanks to Waiting for Guffman, that penis reduction surgery was in fact a thing. But it's never happened until now.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I would have thought that was a real thing, too.
Teenager with a giant penis shaped like a rugby ball had the world's first reduction surgery. 17-year-old manhood measured 7 inches in length, but the thing had a circumference of 10 inches.
Yeah, girth.
About the size of a grapefruit. He has undergone what surgeons claim is the world's first ever penis reduction surgery.
Whittling more than anything.
Yeah. Thing was shaped like a rugby ball, and it restricted his ability to play sports or have sex. He's 17 years old.
Or go to the restroom, I would imagine.
Doctors say it was the first time that they ever heard a man ask, can you make my penis smaller? Rafael Carrion's a urologist at the University of South Florida. He says, quote, there comes a time in every urologist's career that a patient makes a request so rare and impossible to comprehend that all training breaks down and it leaves the physician speechless. That question was, can you make my penis smaller? The teen told doctors he would spontaneously get erections because the shape of his penis restricted natural blood flow. Well, I don't know about that. I was 17 years old. I was getting spontaneous erections all the time, and my penis didn't look like a rugby ball.
Are you ready for some football?
Unable to play sports, have sex, and had difficulty wearing pants because of his large and heavy phallus. It also meant that it was easily visible underneath clothing. Yeah, I mean, you've got a 10-inch round penis. If those 501s ain't going to work,
my goodness, it's a scrum.
They basically, what they did was a new technique that's normally used to cut scar tissue from the penis by slicing alongside an old circumcision scar. They cut out two segments of tissue from either side. It was like having a tummy tuck on both sides of the penis. That's how they explain it. The teenager is ecstatic with the results. And a study appeared in the Journal of Sexual Medicine, which, yes, we do subscribe to. Surgeons claim this is the first ever penis reduction surgery. So there it is. I thought because of the Fred Willard joke that was really a thing, but I guess it's not. So now that makes that joke even funnier, that he's joking about penis reduction surgery 20 years ago, and now it just finally happened. There's that.
Corky!
I was hoping that the Bourgeois pictures would be,
would have turned out a little nicer.
Well, painted me in a little bit better light. But this just looks like I'm a monster. That's what this looks like. AudioQuest is putting out new cables, Ethernet cables, that they say will make your MP3s sound better. If you want to have your MP3s sound better, buy these cables. It's called the Cat 6 cable, and the idea is that this will make the music, your MP3s, sound better. If you want this Ethernet cable, rather than the one that came with your router, you would buy this one. And Darren, they only want $10,500 for this cable.
Don't see it happening.
Audiophiles.
Nick might get it, though. He's throwing money around.
I'm imagining Nick is going to say this is a waste of money, but audiophiles will spend big money on products that seem a bit out there for the average user. This insanely expensive Cat 6 Ethernet cable, steep price of $10,500, made by AudioQuest. The RJ45 connectors on each end of the cable are not normal plastic. No. They're made from silver. And they say that has a lot of insulation, which promises to generate an electrostatic field. That field reduces energy storage and nonlinear time delays to a minimum. And there it is. If you would like your MP3s to sound better, and you got almost 11 grand you don't mind throwing on a cable, go look that up, AudioQuest.
Well, you know what to ask for Valentine's Day.
Who, me?
Anyone.
Thanks, but no. Nick says here that, what does he say, cables are cables? Nick's not buying it.
People are people.
People are people. Finally someone says it. When you go out to eat, do you get dessert?
No.
Does anyone get dessert? Because I'm going to let you in a little secret. The restaurants, they don't want you to order dessert.
And that is why?
Well, they want you out so that they can sit more people.
Oh, I see. Oh, that makes sense.
When they come and ask you if you've saved room for dessert, the waiter is secretly hoping that you say no.
Sure.
They don't want you to order dessert.
Time to beat it, Fatso.
I'm having boudoir pictures taken after this. I hope they paint me in a flattering light.
No, they don't want you to order the dessert. Article in the Washington Post says that dessert offers a slimmer profit margin than the other parts of your meal, because dessert needs good ingredients in order to taste good. But you can't convince people that they need to spend $20 on desserts.
Yeah, maybe more preparation.
But you can't go really cheap on it, but you can't charge extra either. They're kind of stuck behind the eight ball here on this. People who stick around for an extra half an hour if they have dessert, they're shelling out far less than they did during dinner. And when you're eating your dessert, you're not ordering drinks. It's not like I'll take a beer and a piece of cake. You'll just get a piece of cake, which on the profit margin does them no good. Restaurant does not benefit from your dessert order, so they want you up and out of there. So when the waiter asks if you save room for dessert, ask him, do you really want me to have dessert?
I don't. Get out of here.
I feel like we've spent enough time together. Would you please get the hell out of here? Finally, Darren, I wanted to end on this story. You've seen it when you go to different stores. I know this story comes to us from a Walmart where they have the tax people set up right there at the door,
right,
waiting for you,
yes,
to do your taxes there at the,
that's
at
a
the
long,
Walmart.
That's a long 8-hour shift, I bet.
That's just got to suck. There's a special place in heaven for people who will do your taxes at the Walmart. Can you imagine what they deal with?
That would be a tough day.
Oh, no thanks.
What are the odds that everyone has what they need they brought with them? I mean, how does that even make any sense?
I don't. It must make sense because there's...
Well, they do it, but
There needs to be less and less of offering stuff that's not the stuff I go to your place for. Let me give you a prime example. You know, Radio Shack's out of business now. They're shutting down the stores. All of them here in the Quad Cities will be shuttered here in a matter of days. In a year from now, when they're saying Best Buy's going out of business,
mm-hmm,
you're not going to hear me complaining. And I'll tell you why. I've had the last time I'm going into that place. Because every time I go into there, someone's got to come up to me and ask me if I want a satellite television.
Really?
You've never had this happen?
No.
Every time. And they come up like, hey, how's everything going today? Like, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Hey, did anyone mention to you the special dish the network is offering right now?
Well, probably not, because you're the only one that's doing
right.
it.
Right. Isn't that your job?
Yeah.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Right. And you haven't asked me yet.
I don't know.
I bet you're about ready to.
Would you be pissed if I told you you're the third person today to tell
yes,
me this already
have.
In the store?
Yes, they have.
Hey, has anyone asked you?
They would have a puzzled look.
Has anyone told you about the deals here?
No, I haven't had that happen.
No, I look like... I'm here because I'm trying to get a DVD and maybe some blank discs. I don't need a pitch on getting satellite television. And they do it too, where it's like, hey, is there anything I can help you with? Or I mean, they kind of like they yumbo you into thinking you're having a conversation. Then it's like, hey, how about you get a Dish Network thing? No, if I want Dish Network, maybe I do, but I'm gonna sign up for that here in the video game aisle. You've honestly never had that happen.
I don't go shopping anymore.
What do you mean?
I don't go to Best Buy. Why would it be at Best Buy?
It just drives me nuts because...
I didn't know they did that there.
I don't even think it's them. I think basically like... I think the deal is like they let people...
Do they spray you with perfume at Best Buy too?
Maybe
it's just you.
You know what it is? It's the 2015 equivalent of getting...
sprayed with perfume.
All right. Let me reach out to us here on the Harrington's Pub text line. I'm not the only one that this is happening to. I can't be. Because I can't imagine you look at me and you think I need a satellite dish.
That guy looks like he watches a lot of TV.
Yeah, thank you, K-Mac. They do it at Sam's Club, too. And you know what I pulled the last time they did to me at Sam's Club?
You hit him with a big jar of pickles?
No, I go, sorry, no English. And I just kind of smiled and walked away. I can't do it anymore. Newfus is at Best Buy. They hassle you. And Radio Shack will be keeping one store open in Moline. I knew there was one store that they weren't closing right away. But yeah, the DirecTV at Best Buy. Oh, just leave me alone. I'm just trying to get a Yogi Bear DVD to complete my collection. Can you give me a couple of seconds? Or do I got to do everything on Amazon where I don't get bothered? Because that's why this store is closing.
Well, it's not a bad idea. And if you're going to be using Amazon, make sure you go to our website.
Yeah.
And click on that link that says Amazon.com, and then we get a little taste of something. Your order doesn't cost anymore. Oh, it's the same. It's the same price.
Boy, the texts are coming in fast and furious on the Harrington's Pub text line at 470-23-NACHO.
Where Powell is performing tonight at 8 o'clock. Happy hour Monday through Friday starting at 2. Drink specials. The Quad City's best Bloody Mary and the 32-ounce Sneaky Pete. Harrington's Pub, Cumberland Square Drive, Bettendorf.
Jim says it happened to me at Best Buy, and I hate it. Lindsay says it happened to me at Menards. It's not just you, Dave. Right. I'm here because I need a screwdriver.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to be making a commitment to you putting a satellite dish on my home. But it must work, though. There must be a lot of stupid people who just will... Like Rubes on the Midway. They must make a, they must get enough people to do it, or they wouldn't have it at every place. Now, every store I go to, I got to get shaken down if I want a satellite dish? Everyone?
People want satellite TV and they don't know it.
Yeah, this is more and more of you saying that it happens to you all the time. Sam's Club, Menards, here's another one that I can't go to Best Buy anymore because of it. Whatever you were making, I don't know. This happened at Deer Park, Texas. It's really more of a visual thing, but I think the audio will work out nicely. This is a woman getting into an argument with one of the tax people in front of the Walmart. I think this is a good one to end on, Darren.
I'm gonna take your poor ass on about this.
Not
for fucking with me.
Not for
you. Better go, woman. You better
what,
back
what
up.
You
off
got
me.
Tonight, you got bitch.
You better back, bitch. Your mama's a bitch.
You
bitch.
Come.
Your mama won. Your mama won.
Yeah, my mom's a bitch.
Your mama won. Are you coming here messing with me? Your mama won.
And there's the headbutt. And. Now we're rolling on the floor and taking down a bunch of tax materials with us.
She's coming to mess with me. I'm working. Well, you better get her. You better get her.
Stop.
You better get her.
She's
coming to mess with me. I'm at work. I'm at
she
work.
Came at me.
I'm at work. You keep coming. Well, that's all right. That's all right.
Take that. Well, now are we going to do your taxes or what,
well,
lady?
The headbutt is always very effective and rarely expected. Especially during tax season.
You ever headbutted anybody? Like in a fight?
No.
It's a move that when you pull it off,
it's very regrettable.
What you think? Well, that hurt. And I need my brain to finish this fight.
That wasn't the best idea.
No, a headbutt does not. Maybe there's a way of executing it that I'm not aware of. But when you're throwing down and you go and you headbutt somebody,
mm-hmm.
you're doing more damage to yourself than you are to them, unless. You have some sort of ridiculous hard head problem.
Or you just are
born with extra bones in your brain.
Or if you walk around with a motorcycle helmet on.
Well, yeah, if you're wearing a helmet, I can see why you're doing the headbutt. But this lady...
But that's not usually allowed during tax season.
Answer here, it says, is to tell me you already subscribed to DirecTV. But see, I don't want to have to have any conversations with anyone. I'm all about using the self-checkout, so I don't have to talk to anyone. I don't want to have to interact with people. I'm just trying to get, you know, just trying to get some Super Smash Brothers. Can I get the hell out of here without getting hassled?
Trying to pick up the new Beck CD. I understand it's good.
Yeah. Grammy, the album of the year, you know. I guess that's the show today. And if you're going to order dessert, don't order the vagina yogurt, because it's not on the menu, and you're going to get kicked out. Thanks for listening to the podcast here at NachoRadio.com.
It has been brought to you by the Clubhouse Indoor Golf and Lounge, 2501 53rd Avenue in Bettendorf. Quad City's first and only indoor country club with the state-of-the-art PGA simulators, a full bar, plays some of the world's most well-known courses, including Pebble Beach, St. Andrews, and TPC Sawgrass. It's open 7 days a week, guys. Opens at 10 a.m. They offer club repair and customization if you need that. Lessons for anybody from a beginner to almost a pro. Tiger could probably learn a thing or two from Chris there. Offer and drink specials, the perfect venue for any event, big or small, perfect hangout for golfers and non-golfers alike. Check them out at qcclubhouse.com or call 563-322-1561 for tee times and the podcast today has originated from the Hickey Brothers Cigar Store and Hookah Lounge Studio. Cigars are meant to be enjoyed in comfort. BYOB and choose from dozens of different cigar brands to be enjoyed in a comfy leather chair at the Quad Cities' only indoor cigar lounge. Hickey Brothers Cigar Store and Hookah Lounge, 18th Street in the District of Rock Island, online at HickeyBrothers.com. And don't forget, it's a $10 off Hookah Night Thursday at Hickey Brothers tonight.
Celebrating a birthday today, friend of the program, our girl Megan Cohn.
Megan!
Megan's 41 today.
Hey now!
Happy birthday, Megan. That's the podcast.
I would suggest you do some listening to our music stations now. Planet Alt, which is being powered by the Rock Island Brewing Company.
Yeah.
And, of course, Nacho Radio, along with Ribco, presenting Local H with special guests Satellite Heart and Permasmile. That's happening on Saturday night, February 28th, and those tickets are available now. And I know that some of you are already grabbing those, and we appreciate that.
Yeah.
You can do so in advance at Ribco or online at Ribco.com. Well, you can
listen, if a lot of you are to get your tickets online in the next couple of days, it's going to make us look good. So I'll just be as frank as I need to be. Buy your tickets now. If you're planning on going to that show,
yes,
get your tickets online now. It's going to make us look good, and we can do more concerts.
You can also
get that out there.
Get them at Co-op Records in Moline and Ragged Records in Davenport.
Make it happen.
You might want to check out our rock station, too, Solid, which is powered by Premier Jewelry and Loan. And Diamond Jewelry's on sale now through Valentine's Day at the Quad City's number one pawn shop. Premier Jewelry and Loan, great deals on diamond stud earrings and engagement rings starting at, get this, just $200. You can buy your diamonds this Valentine's Day at Premier Jewelry and Loan, voted number one for exceptional service, quality products, and unbeatable prices. Again, you can get more diamond for your dollar at Premier Jewelry and Loan, opposite Duck Creek Plaza in Bettendorf. They listen to Nacho Radio. Let them know that you do, too.
Yeah. Keep up the good work, guys. I don't know what's happened in the last couple days, but the numbers have gone from robust and healthy to quasi-ridiculous as far as the amount of people that are listening to Solid and Planet Alt. So those of you that are out there spreading the good word, please keep that up. We're getting to where we need to be. So that we can sell this.
Tomorrow's a Friday, friends.
Be done with it. Flip it over to a giant corporation, and they can play the same six songs over and over again. That's what it's all about, people. I'm joking.
Well, I'll listen to offers.
We are fiercely independently owned, and every dollar that is spent on Nacho Radio stays in the Quad Cities.
If Mitt Romney wants to talk to me about buying this thing, you know, we'll build the little platform right there that he can make the announcement.
I like
just
firing.
Announces it to us.
I like firing people. Dave and Darren, you somehow managed to get fired from a company that you created. I like having the ability to fire people. And by purchasing Nacho Radio, I get to fire these guys again.
And they're the ones that built the platform.
And they built this because they got fired. Joke's on you, dummies. You've been fired again.
That's a Thursday, and tomorrow we'll see your friends for a Friday.
Sure we will.
Well, not see you, but...
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll be together. And that's really what it's all about. Until we get a chance to do this for you again tomorrow... Hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, representing. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East.